Okay. Well, what does love mean for you?
Love can come in many different ways, actually. Like, there's no, I don't know. To me, I don't believe in love at first sight, because I think that feels like a fairy tale.
Oh.
And I don't know, it feels like it's overrated as well.
Do you think love in general is overrated, or would you say just the love at first sight piece is overrated because they're basically saying a person that they don't have a previous relationship with, they love them?
Well, falling in love with someone is I think is a whole different story. And to me, it's like, I don't know, I guess I never experienced it. That's probably why I feel that way.
So, have you ever been in love with anyone before?
Oh yeah, my first girlfriend was my first love. I didn't fall in love with her. I mean, it wasn't first night, love at first sight, I mean. But we somehow got into the point where we got to know each other to care about each other, to love each other fast, and like not fast, but it got to the point where we started loving each other and care more about each other.
Do you think that strengthened the relationship, or do you think it made it more difficult to continue to maintain the relationship?
It was up and down. There's always it's gonna be fights in a relationship, and but that's I think that's normal for everybody.
Fights in a relationship, you think arguments are a norm in relationships?
It could be
Okay.
bad, good or bad, depending on the situation, how people think and how people, put into action of it.
Okay, so what about when these arguments, the fights or disagreements never lead to any resolution of problems?
Then I believe two people should be, figuring things out and fix it, or be on the same page at least.
Okay. So do you think that if you love someone, if you really love them, do you think that you should be having sex with them?
If you do love them,
Right.
well, if they really are two people are like really religious and want to wait till marriage, I guess you could say. But loving each other to the point where we have sex is no, I think it's a normal thing, I believe.
So would it be fair to say that people who are really, really deeply religious, would it be fair to say that they don't necessarily really love one another if they aren't sexually expressing it?
Well, I would say that, two people love each other and they somehow are religious, and expressing their love is by giving their some their selves up by having sex, is kind of breaking the religion, of course. And there's a lot of people that break it. I'm one of them, actually.
So if you love a person, you will have sex with them whether or not, it violates the constraints of your religious principles or not.
Well, it depends on how people think, is that if you really care about, God and follow his rules, it's how you think about stuff, how you you know, do it and not respecting the religion and, you know, just not, you know, try not to do it, of course. And of course, it's not always about sex to me. Sex is just more of a tool than just, I mean, there's two differences to me than having sex and just making love is two different things to me.
Okay, so if you're making love to a person, what does that entail that's different about the experience, the intimate experience than sex? What's different about it?
The difference between sex and making love is you show your other partner more how you really feel about them through love, of course, and that's what I meant by making love to your partner. And sex is just, you know, just sex. To me, it's like, it just doesn't mean anything, and there's no feeling to it, and all you care about is just having sex and just getting the feeling of, you know, having orgasms.
Orgasms are good. They're a release of energy, negative energy from the body. They expel all of the negativity and they increase your dopamine levels. And I think that it's a good thing if you can encompass that with a person that you have a strong love and commitment and adoration for. So I do agree with you. So if you are in love with a person and you're in a relationship, you've been in a long-term relationship with a person for, let's just say, a year.
Right.
Let's just say this other woman comes along and you find her physically attractive and intellectually stimulating. She's definitely caught your attention. Would you pursue that other woman sexually?
Are we talking about two women right now or one woman?
Two different ones. So you're in a relationship with the first one for a year.
Uh-huh.
The second one is one that you just happen to run into at the library or something and find her to be attractive, and she basically excites your senses intellectually and physically. The question is, do you pursue her romantically, knowing that you're already committed to another person for a year?
Well, I believe you're sticking with one that you love the most and not cheat on another one, you know, a woman is my ideal kind of role I play in my book, is that if I'm going to put my effort into one person, I should keep it at that. And not, I mean, yeah, I know there's a lot of temptations out there, of course, you know, both on both sides, male or female in general.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to do that, actually, even though there's a woman that can stimulate my mind and my other head in my body. But no, I wouldn't do that to another woman that I really care about.
Oh, that's nice. Because, you know, the thing is, a lot of people can't say that same thing. A lot of people, you know, go through strife and struggles in life and they can't fight off the temptation. And then they claim that essentially they cheat because they couldn't do anything other than cheat.
Yeah. Cheating is the worst thing to ever feel. It's like for example, what you were talking about, the differences about sex and making love. It's like, for example, you can have all the money in the world and then you have nothing. What would you do with that money? What else is that? What will you do with that?
If you could have all of the money in the world,
and you have nothing else to go to after that, what would you do with your life after that?
That's interesting. That's a really interesting question, because I think that essentially If it were me personally, then I would find areas to invest the money or to give the money back to the community in certain areas, certain charities. There are things that I support, even though I wouldn't have anything else, like physically or emotionally, you know, to me and my attention, I would definitely still do the same thing with it.
Well, how would it say? So this is going towards the sex part right now. Mm-hmm. Say you have all the money in the world, and you don't care about anything else but yourself. And then what?
If I had a love for sex,
yeah.
I think if I were to have a love for sex and I had all the money in the world, I'd probably buy like every different type of sex doll. It makes sense to me. It seems like a thing to do.
Yeah, but when I...
least I would never be stressed out over not having anything else.
okay, you can do that. That's fine. But what I'm trying to say is, you can do all that, of course, but then you won't have anything else.
The void. And, right.
Yeah, you feel empty, was what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, with the exception of the sexual expression of all the negative energy. So I don't think I'd be able to feel empty often if I have the right sex dolls. I mean, I'd probably just in all seriousness, I think that the connection that you share with a companion is so much more valuable than finances. I really do, but I think if I only had the option of having the money and I didn't have the option of having a connection with another person, I definitely just invest in lots of sex dolls.
Okay. Well, what I'm trying, but you don't get the point I'm trying to say here.
No, I get it.
Okay.
I do, but yeah. It's one of those things. I think for the most part, people, it is a common thing for people to try to avoid the inevitable, right. And that's connections. As people, as human beings, we need connections. We need to be connected and attached to other individuals to grow. And for the most part, disappointment, failed relationships, and those types of things contribute to the type of, or should I say the directionality of the thought process that I was just speaking towards. So, and to be honest, that's why the sex doll industry is so prominent right now. You know,
why? Because people are tired of drama.
Yeah, they're tired of the drama. They're tired of being hurt. They're tired of being cheated on. They're tired of having to associate and think about associated risk with sex with their partner because they don't trust them. All of these things contribute to an influx in sales when it comes to sex toys. And people think that the reason that they needed their partner because was the physical connection, sex, but it's not. It's so much more than that.
Yeah, you're right. But the thing is, you can have all the sex toys and dolls or whatever you want, but once you miss the real feeling of a man, you know, penis inside you and whatnot, and the feeling of being cared about and, you know, being loved.
I think for me personally, the passion and excitement and the senses and the energy between the male-female encounter is something that I would definitely miss. So, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my intake of the difference between sex and love, making love.
Definitely. Well, good talk. I have enjoyed interviewing you and exploring your insights. I hope we can do this again sometime.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you for sharing your thoughts.
All right. You have a good night.
Thank you, too.